Let us hear the word of the Lord. This is the gospel according to John chapter 3, beginning with verse 16. And if you are able, please stand for the reading of the gospel. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but people love darkness instead of light, because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that their deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light, so that it may be seen plainly that what they have done has been done in the sight of God. Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your holy word. Please be seated. Handing out those gifts today was our way of handing out hope. Hope. First Sunday in Advent. Hope. You know, people who live in hopelessness, they usually don't have any joy. Their pleasure is fleeting. To be hopeless, to feel lost, to feel disenfranchised, to not have any faith that there'll be a tomorrow, to have no hope, it's a terrible, terrible place to be. People have little joy of any, and those things that bring the pleasure, bring them pleasure, it doesn't last long. It's fleeting. Hopeless people overcompensate for their lack of joy, and they overeat, or they play games excessively, or they become adrenaline junkies. They try all kinds of things to make up for not having hope in their lives. They become addicted to things. They become angry. They lash out because they don't understand what is that empty feeling that they have inside of them. It's a lack of hope. So, not having hope, it has no faith. Not having hope means that you don't believe things can happen. You don't believe that things can go in a certain direction. When you have hope, you believe in what you don't see. When you don't have hope, all you've got is what's at hand, and you can't see the future. You don't have any confidence. Hopeless people have a poor self-image. They try to distract themselves from their hopelessness, from the feelings of grief and dread that go along with hopelessness. People are battling diseases. They're stuck in a dead-end job, or they don't have a job. People are in abusive situations, broken homes. People who are afraid. People who feel like losers. People who are lonely. They don't have hope. And they're hurting. We live in a society that's full of hopelessness. And our society feeds off of that hopelessness. Because they've got the answer, see? When you have hopelessness, you're reaching out for something to bring you joy. Something to fill that void. And society says, here, I've got self-help books. I've got gambling. I've got all kind of entertainment to give you. I've got all kinds of things to take care of that void in your life. And they make money off of it, and it doesn't help us. It doesn't help those who are hopeless. It's only a temporary fix, like a sugar rush. Takes you up high, and then it drops you down harder than you were before. Hopelessness, drugs, gambling. People look for all kind of things. And hopelessness takes us away from God. Hopelessness means we don't trust in God for what's coming up. Well, I got to tell you, to those who are living without hope, I say, hear the good news. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6 says, God will never leave you nor forsake you. John 14, 27, Jesus said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 12. In Jesus and through faith in him, we may approach God with freedom and confidence. God, the creator of the universe, God Almighty. We have freedom. We have confidence that we can approach him. We can go up to God and say, Abba, Daddy, hear my prayer. Because of Jesus, we can do that. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Matthew 19:26, but with God all things are possible. Regardless of what the world says, no matter what situation you're in, no matter what you're going through or struggling with, we can have hope because of Jesus. 1 Thessalonians 4:13, brothers and sisters, we do not want you to be uninformed about those who sleep in death, so that you do not grieve like the rest of mankind who have no hope. There are people who are so afraid of death, they'll do anything to put it off, to distract themselves from the idea. Right? Our society's real good at that. You see the latest stuff out to get rid of the bags under your eyes? Do you see, anybody see that? Do you see that infomercial? Now, a couple of people have. You rub this stuff underneath your eyes if you have bags, and they show you. It shrinks them right up and they're gone. Amazing stuff. I'm going to try some for my belly, though. See if it works. But it takes away that bag and shrinks it up for the evening, they said. Pretty neat stuff. But society's got all these answers to make you look younger, to put off death. But you know what? It says here, we don't have to be that way. We do not have to fear death. It's appointed unto all of us once to die, physically. But John 3:16, we have eternal life. We don't have to fear death. Man, I tell you, when death approaches, it's just packing your bags and getting ready to go on vacation to the best place ever. Because the very best that this world has to offer is nothing compared with the glory that will be revealed in us. Because of Jesus, we have that hope. We have that hope. My favorite phrase that hangs on the wall of my office, you've heard it before, you'll hear it again and again. We are not human beings having a temporary spiritual experience. We are spiritual beings having a temporary human experience. And because of Jesus, we have the hope of eternal life. It's Advent. And we're celebrating the birth of hope, Jesus. Christian hope isn't a willful kind of hope. It is the sure and certain hope that comes from the one who embodies hope. Jesus Christ not only provides hope, he is hope. Because of Jesus, we can have the hope that there is more to life than meets the eye. We can have hope that we will get through this, no matter what it is you're going through, no matter what your struggle or your burden. Did you get one today? You didn't get one. Did you get one? You got one last year? Did you? We get another one this year. You're welcome. I'll tell you, we had so much fun today handing out these gifts. And hopefully it gave people a hope that there is goodness in the world. Merry Christmas. Because we live in a world that, we've got a very sad world. And it's no wonder, isn't it? When you watch the news and you see all the terrible things that are happening, people don't have hope. You have no idea how hard this is to hand these out. Red sweater. It's Christmas. I just love buying the gifts and wrapping. I put my Christmas music on and I wrap them. And when I'm wrapping them, you know, and especially when they're odd shaped, and you're trying to get the corners to fit just right and look nice, then just smash them down and tape them. So don't look too hard at the wrapping, but it is so much fun to wrap gifts and give it away. Because you're giving hope. You're giving hope that there's goodness in the world, that there's something better than what we have. And as Christians, we know there's something better than what we have right now. Because there's people carrying a lot of burdens. Guilt, shame, fear, poor self-image, depressed, full of anxiety, panic attacks. They need to hear from us. That they're loved, that Jesus loves them, that there's hope. We're going to get through this. We're going to be okay. There are better days ahead because of Jesus. God loves you, and so do I.